This is the fascinating story of Danco, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex.
Okay, Planet Man fans, we're back with three more episodes, episodes 57, 58, and 59. Episode 57, Dantro Goes to Alpha. Slats, Dantro, and Rura have triumphed over Marston. The robot Barrow tells Dantro that there has been a space war. His people are in a lot of trouble. Episode 58, Barrow's Expedition. Dantro and the robot Barrow have left the Alpha spaceship, leaving Slats on board. But why can't they communicate with each other? Episode 59, The Crash Landing. Dantro and the robot Barrow crash land on a desolate planet. They fly over a graveyard of spaceships. What happened to them? And more importantly, what happened to the crews of the downed spaceships? And that is the lineup on this track. So, space cadets, enough with the talk. Let's travel to outer space and listen in to the adventures of the Planet Man here on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And for goodness sake, don't forget to lock and load those ray guns. You're gonna need them. And remember, gang, level off, level off, level off, level off, level off. And be looking for the next three episodes soon to be available on Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And now,
the Planet Man. The Planet Man. This is the fascinating story of Dantro, the Planet Man, troubleshooter for the League of Planets organization, the law enforcement body for peace and justice in the celestial world, whose headquarters and center of operations are situated on the capital of all the planets, Planaria Rex. From Mercury to Pluto, wherever danger threatens the universe, you will find Dantro, the Planet Man, fighting for fair play. In a moment, the Planet Man. Dantro, in the nick of time, saved Slats from the evil plans of Gaza and Marston. Now we find Slats, Dantro, and Rura as they are discussing the chain of events.
I guess we should congratulate you, Rura, on being elected a member of the council.
Yeah, should we call you by some kind of title or something?
No, thank you. Just call me Rura. I won't pretend that I'm not very pleased by it, but frankly, the thing that pleases me most is the way your coming here and everything that's happened since has affected the thinking of the council.
Yeah, I guess it is going to be kind of tough to get used to the idea of men being on the same footing as you gals. You've been running things for so long.
Oh, it's not going to happen that fast, Slats. In the first place, you can't change something that's existed for 1,000 years overnight. And besides that, even if we could, it wouldn't work.
I know what you mean, Rura. A change as sharp as this has to be gradual. You have to give people a chance to get used to the idea a little at a time.
Say, when do we take off for Planaria Rex, Dantro?
You're pretty anxious to get back, aren't you?
I certainly am. Why, aren't you?
Well, in a way I am, but still knowing everything's okay, it kind of takes the pressure off.
Hey, now, wait a minute. What are you leading up to? Come on, out with it.
Well, we've been so busy worrying about Marston that we've hardly had a chance to look around in spite of all the light years we've covered.
Yeah, so?
Well, I thought that instead of heading back directly in astral drive all the way, that we might do a little bit of star hopping.
Star hopping?
Well, what would you call it? I mean, to use the astral drive to go from star to star and do a little exploring on the way back. But it's up to you if you'd rather head straight back.
Well, wait a minute. I didn't say I was that anxious. Now that you mentioned it, we didn't get much of a chance to look around. Yeah, that idea intrigues me.
I still don't understand why you don't let me send you both back with the dimension warper. We could send your ship back with a crew of our people later on.
Well, I know it sounds a little foolish, Rura, but the Alpha brought us out here, and it's an old tradition of the League Patrol to bring the ship back as long as it can navigate.
Yeah, it's kind of like the old Earth custom when the ships that sail the oceans. The captain never left the ship as long as it's still afloat. Sometimes they even went on with them when they sank.
Well, I don't suggest carrying it that far, Slats, but I certainly didn't intend to leave the Alpha behind.
Me neither. Brought us through some tight spots. So I wonder how our friend Barrow's doing. Bet he's kind of lonesome.
Well, we'll be seeing him pretty soon, but try to remember, Slats, a robot doesn't have feelings or emotions the way you do.
Nah, you'll never convince me he's not human. When are we leaving?
Whenever you're ready.
How about it, Slats?
Whenever you say, Danto.
And with your permission, Wooroo, we'd like to go back to our ship as soon as we can arrange it.
Very well. I'll put through a call to the laboratory now to ready the dimension warper. We'll send you that way. But before we do, Haru wanted to thank you personally for your braveries and assistance. You know, once we started a check, we found that Gaza had been systematically planning to take over the Council for some time. Your coming here forced her hand and may have avoided the same thing happening here that happened in your planetary league with Marston. Well, come on, she's waiting for you now.
Hey, you know, that Haru certainly turned out to be a nice woman, but I didn't think so when I first met her.
Oh, she's pretty decent. She pretends to be stern, but actually she has a pretty soft heart.
Well, I see you've cleaned up the lab here.
Yes, that fight Slats and Marston had certainly raised havoc with some of our apparatus, but we've got it all repaired.
Hey, there's the dimension warper there.
Yes, and they're ready to transfer you back to your ship anytime you say.
Ready, Slats?
Just say the word.
Step over into the grid.
Over here?
That's right. You too, Dantrell.
All right.
The machine can take care of the both of you at the same time.
Hey, wait a minute. Are you sure you can put us back aboard the Alpha? It's a mighty small target out there in the middle of space.
Don't worry, Slats. We won't miss.
If you do, I'm going to be awful mad.
Me too.
Ready?
Right.
Very well. Contact.
Well, it looks as though our friends are on their way back to the Alpha and their friend Barrow. We'll be back in a moment. So level up. Danto and Slats, they were being transported back aboard the Alpha via the three-dimension warper. We find them now as they check their whereabouts.
Slats, hey, come out of it.
What? Oh, are we back?
Where did you think we were?
Well, for a minute, I wasn't sure. It all happened so fast. Matter of fact, I was kind of worried. In spite of what Ruhr said, I had my eyes closed. I thought we were still back in the lab.
No, we're aboard the Alpha, all right. There's your friend, Barrow.
Oh, hiya, Barrow. How's Trick?
Greetings, Slats. Planet Man, did everything go all right?
That's a long story, Barrow, but it all worked out. How's everything been back here?
Everything has been very quiet aboard the ship. I've been awaiting your return. There were several attempts made to contact you a little while ago from your home system, but I did not answer, for I knew they did not want me. And I could tell them nothing about either of you.
Well, don't worry about that, Barrow. It's all straightened out. We know the whole story. The man that was threatening our people has been taken care of.
Yeah, he sure has been. And I had the pleasure of personally knocking him for a loop.
If it made you happy, then I am sure it must have been all right.
Say, Danto, what are we going to do with Barrow?
Do with me? I do not understand.
Well, you see, Barrow, we're heading back toward our home. And I guess Slats wondered if you'd be coming along with us.
Go?
Well, that's a good question.
No. My masters told me to stay with you and use all my powers to help you in every way I could. Until that command is altered, I will stay with you.
Well, don't get me wrong, Barrow. I'm glad to have you. Anyway, what we're going to do should be right up your alley.
My alley? What do you mean?
Well, you're an exploring robot, aren't you?
That's the purpose for which I was built.
Well, that's just what we're going to do. You see, here's the story. We're going to take off in a minute. Chris, that's all checked.
How about the leads from the atomic pile?
All tight. No radiation leaks indicated anywhere.
Start leads?
100%.
Well, I guess that does it. Ship's in perfect shape.
Yeah, guess we're about ready to take off, huh?
We'll never be ready, Irm.
What's our first stop?
Well, there's a group of stars about half a light year away on a direct line with our system. I thought we'd make our first jump to that constellation.
Yeah. You been there, Barrow?
No. I checked the star charts with Dantro while you were in the back compartment. Our expedition never touched on that constellation. I can tell you nothing about it.
Well, then it'll be new to all of us. Well, what are we waiting for?
From the way you react to the astral drive slats, I think we'd better wait till you get over on that exhilaration couch and at least sit down.
Right you are.
Here we go. Okay, Slats, you can get up now.
Oh, what a sensation that is. I feel like everything was turned inside out. Funny it doesn't bother you.
Well, I never said it didn't, Slats. It's just that I'm too busy handling the controls to pay much attention to it.
Oh, a hero, huh? Where are we?
Well, come on over. See for yourself.
What to see?
Wait, I'll cut in the astro grid detector and we'll see what's in this area of space.
My gosh, it sounds like we really broke something.
No, there are a great many objects in this sector, apparently. We'll have to narrow the scope of the detector and use a directional beam. Want to give me a hand with these? It's a little too complicated to do alone.
Yeah, just tell me what to do.
You operate the directional beam while I vary the length and width of the grid.
All right, ready?
Cut in the beam. Now, let's try a distance about 100 million miles. We'll keep it tight, and it should cover no more than a 3 million mile sweep.
What's the score?
No, in a moment, as soon as our calculator gets a chance to evaluate the results.
Never mind your calculator. I have a short, brief message. An SOS. I'm waiting now to see if it is repeated.
You mean you can get a message from that fleet we left so long ago? It must be light years away.
I am not sure where the message came from. I'm hoping it will be repeated so I can pinpoint its location. If it is, I can approximate its origin, but I am not certain of it.
Can we receive it with our equipment?
No, it would not help to adjust your receivers to the wavelength. If any message is sent, I will receive it.
What did they have to say?
The message merely indicated that the fleet had been attacked.
Attacked? By whom?
It would not indicate who the aggressors were. The ship that sent the message was apparently the only survivor.
You mean your whole fleet was destroyed?
Perhaps. It was not destroyed, but in any event, only one ship left able to communicate.
You say you think you know the approximate location. Would it be precise enough for us to go there?
I believe I have enough data to find the approximate position in space from which the message came.
Well, then, what are we waiting for? Let's go.
Beryl's people are in apparent trouble. Can Slats and Danto help them? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
Tuesday Night at the Movies will be seen on Saturday of this week instead of Monday.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man. Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man. Slats, Dantro, and Beryl the robot on the way back to Planaria Rex received an SOS from Beryl's expedition and decided to go to their aid. The expedition had apparently been attacked by some unknown aggressor. Beryl had just given them the location of the sector of space from which the message came.
The message could only have originated in this cluster of stars. It's the only system within that sector of space.
Very well. We'll plot our course and then head for that area with the astral drive. Shouldn't take us long to get there.
With your permission, I believe I can plot the proper space curve and coordinate more quickly.
Certainly, Beryl. Take over.
Boy, look at him go. He's moved so fast you can hardly see it.
The machine has many advantages over flesh and blood flats. Precision is certainly one of them.
I believe this is it.
Okay, I'll slip this punch card into the automatic navigator and we'll be all set.
Do you want to operate the controls, Beryl?
No, I would prefer to concentrate on detecting any other messages that my people may send out.
Okay, I'll take the controls.
Hey, I'll stand up this time. If you can take a Dantro, well, I can.
Now who's the hero, Slats?
I might have known you wouldn't forget that.
Beryl, Stand by to cut astral drive.
Okay, cut it. Hey, you know, I didn't mind it as much as I have before.
Well, see, if you don't pay any attention, you don't notice it as much.
Take your word for it. Where are we?
Just a moment, and I'll check our location on the space grid detector.
All right. Want me to give you a hand?
If you will, you operate the directional beam. The grid indicates some bodies in that quadrant. Better take area 024.
Just a minute, I'll set the dial. Okay, that's it.
Cut in the beam.
Yes, Dan.
Here goes the distance and width grid. Watch the screen.
Gosh, look at that screen. It's a weird sight, huh? What is it?
It's a combination of two normal stars and a white dwarf.
White dwarf? What's that?
Well, it's a dying sun flat, one that's lost most of its energy.
How far off are we?
Well, the closest is one of the normal stars. It's about 600 million miles away. We'll check that first, unless Beryl has more specific information.
No, I regret to say that my calculator places the sources of the emergency message definitely in the area around these three stars. I cannot be sure from which specific area it originated.
All right, hang on, Fletch. We'll use the astral drive to come in closer to that sun.
Oh, boy, am I floating.
Stand by to cut.
Already? I'm just catching my breath. That looks awfully close.
No, we're about 100 million miles off. Let's check the detector and see if this star has any planets.
Yeah, I'll check the screen. Yeah, it shows three.
We'll run a quick remote analysis first.
All right.
I do not believe your analyzer will indicate any life on any of those three.
Hey, you're right. It's cold, nothing.
We'll choose the other normal star. It's the most logical place to find any life. Okay, hit it. Cut it.
Cutting out. Here goes the detector. Hey, no planets around this one. Where do we go now? What was you call it? The white dwarf?
That's the only one left. Here goes. Cutting out.
I'll check the detector again. Look, three planets. You want to check them with the analyzer?
We'll check them all together.
Here comes the tab. Hey, wait a minute. The machine must be out of whack.
Why?
Look for yourself. It indicates no sign of life on any of these planets.
Well, there's nothing wrong with the analyzer and interpreter slats. You know, we checked them thoroughly before we took off.
And it doesn't make any sense. Unless Barrel's mistaken.
No, I have been checking my analysis while you were investigating those planets. That message originated from this sector of space, definitely.
Well, where does that leave us? There certainly isn't any sign of advanced civilization on any of these planets, or the analyzer would pick it up. Isn't that right, Danto?
I'm afraid it would.
I do not understand it, but I would like to try one more thing.
Why, you got an idea?
As you know, I have a built-in detector and analysis system. It may be that it will pick emanations which your machine might miss if they were faint or deliberately shielded. At any rate, I would like to go outside the ship and see if I can detect any signs of radioactivity from any of these planets.
Suit yourself, Barrel. Maybe you're right.
Very well. I shall not be long.
Barrel is sure he detects some activity in this region. What will his outer ship detector indicate? We'll be back in a moment. So, level off. When we left Danto and Slats, they were aboard the Alpha investigating a group of planets from which Barrel the robot insists there is some indication of activity. We find our friends now as they talk with Barrel, who is outside the ship checking the radioactivity in the area.
Any luck, Barrel?
I believe so.
You get a reading?
My instruments indicate a faint but definite sign of radioactivity emanating from that planet closest to the dying sun.
Do you think it could be some naturally radioactive substance?
No. I am certain it is a form of radioactivity which does not occur in nature. It has been altered as only could be done by some advanced science. I feel certain that it is from some power which has been deliberately screened. Without the advantage of my special construction, it would be almost impossible to detect.
You better come in, Barrel. We'll decide what to do.
Well, I think we should get going.
Not so fast, Les.
What do you mean not so fast? That's what we came here for, wasn't it? Barrow's friends are in some sort of trouble. We came to find out what it is.
We'll find out, Les, but there's no point in risking everything.
That is very sensible, Planet Man. I was going to suggest that myself.
I wish you two'd let me in on it. What are you talking about?
I believe that Dantro was going to suggest that not all of us descend to the surface of that planet to investigate.
That's exactly what I was going to suggest. I think someone ought to stay here with the ship.
I think you should both stay here with the ship while I go in and investigate the planet.
I think I should go along with you, Beryl. I respect your mechanical abilities, but there are some things which you're not equipped to handle.
Go on, don't anybody ask me. You two guys just settle everything you please yourself.
It's not a question of pleasing anyone, Slats, but what sense is there risking the Alpha unnecessarily? Beryl and I can take a space launch and land on the planet.
What am I supposed to do meanwhile? Sit here and twiddle my thumbs?
We can navigate the Alpha to within 20 million miles of that first planet.
Look, you can talk all you like, make all the plans you like, but I am not going to stay behind while you two take all the risks.
Now, be sensible, Sletch. We can't leave the ship alone. We don't know what's down on that planet. It certainly doesn't make sense to put all of our irons in the fire at once.
Okay, I know when I'm outvoted, but there's one condition.
Well, what's that?
You keep in touch with me every minute. The first sign of trouble, I'm coming in after you.
That's just what you're not going to do, Sletch. We'll keep contact with you, but if for some reason the contact's broken, you head back for Ruhr's planet as fast as you can.
Well, you mean not only do you want me to sit here when it's safe, but turn my back when there's trouble? What kind of guy you think I am?
Don't forget, Sletch, that Barrel's whole exploring party disappeared somewhere around here. There were 10 ships, almost as well-armed and equipped as the Alpha. Whatever eliminated them must still be here. I want you to go back and get help. If you bring the Alpha in, we may never get off alive.
All right. Just be careful, that's all. Now, we better get some kind of an emergency signal just in case. If they can screen signs of radioactivity, they may be able to screen any signal you might beam at me.
That's good thinking, Slat. I believe we have a supply of emergency space flares on board the launch. If there's any sign of danger, I'll send one up and you head back to Rura.
I'm not promising.
Flats, that's an order.
All right, don't throw your weight around.
Now help me into my space armor.
Right.
Let's go, Barrel.
Hey, I'm going to follow you two from in here with a tight beam, Danto. Keep your communicator open so we can keep in constant contact.
I'll do that, Flats. Stand by the communicator.
I'll stand by, but I don't like this one little bit.
Here we go. Space launch away. Well, Barrow, we're coming in. Certainly doesn't look very encouraging.
No, the planet seems totally devoid of life. I can't make out any details. The light is very faint, but there seems to be no large cities of any sort.
Well, we'll be down in a few minutes, and then we should know better. I'll give Slats the buzz. Hello, Dantro calling Slats aboard the Alpha. Dantro calling Slats aboard the Alpha.
Hello, Slats calling Dantro. Do you hear me, Dantro? Come in. Now, why doesn't he answer? He promised he'd keep the communicator open. He knows how I hate to sit here. Hello, Slats calling Planet Man.
Dantro and Slats obviously want to contact each other, but something seems to be interfering. What force can this be? We'll be back in a moment. But first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
From the big KOS Weather Bureau in Washington, D.C., James C. Petrolo, President, here is the present temperature for our town and vicinity. For our town, 119 degrees, for vicinity, 27.
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dantro, the Planet Man. Dantro, Slats, and the robot Barrow were heading back toward Planaria Rex when Barrow picked up an SOS from his exploring party. The Alpha went to aid them, and Slats was left aboard the ship while Planet Man and Barrow set out to land on an apparently barren planet. Suddenly, Slats loses contact.
Dantro, this is Slats aboard the Alpha. Come in, Dantro. What are you up to? Come in, Dantro. I promise to keep in constant contact. Hello, Planet Man. Come in. Hello, this is Slats aboard the Alpha.
Hello, Slats. This is Dantro aboard the space launch calling the Alpha. Come in, Slats. He doesn't answer. Do you suppose anything has happened to him?
I rather think it's us that something has happened to.
What do you mean? Our set seems to be in working order.
That is not the trouble. Something has caused this planet to be surrounded by a wave trap. That is why we could detect no signs of activity or radiation. We have come within the area of the trap, I believe.
I better warn Slats. He'll think we're in trouble. I promised to keep in touch with him.
I don't know what can be done.
Perhaps we'd better get back to the Alpha.
I cannot, of course, tell you what to do. It might be best if you returned in the launch. As you know, I am equipped with propulsion devices which will enable me to continue alone if you will permit me to. I must find out what has happened to my people.
No, Barrow. I promise to help and I will. If only I could get through to Slats. Hello, Slats. Slats. Can't you hear me? Hello, Slats.
Dantro, hello, Dantro. Come in, Dantro. Oh, that's just great. What do I do now? Wait for him to send up that rocket and then scoot back to Rura like a scared rabbit? Besides, how do I know he'll get the chance to send up that rocket? He may be captured or killed. I'll try to pick the launch up on the detector again. Hey, is that the launch? No, it's just a meteor or some spatial disturbance. They couldn't have landed yet. But there's no sign of that launch. Well, something's sure gone haywire, and the worst part of it is I just have to sit here.
Have you decided what you will do?
We'll head back to the Alpha, tell Slats why he's been unable to contact us, and then I promise to come back with you, Barrow.
Very well, Planet Man, as you say, but it may not be as easy as you think. The launch is about to lose power.
The controls won't work. The launch won't come about either. We're being drawn down. I'll try the power unit in the nose of the launch. At least we can check the drop. Well, the power comes on, but the launch continues to drop toward the planet. What's causing it, Barrow? Can you tell?
Well, it is as I feared. We are caught in a magnetic field that surrounds this planet. It is too strong for any ship to resist. Whether we want to or not, Planet Man, we are going to land on that planet.
I'll try to turn the launch again. It looks like we're going to crash.
I think we had better prepare for a crash landing. I will be all right. I am built to take such an impact. But you had better cushion the shot, or your space suit may suffer irreparable harm. Here, let me help you pile these recoil couches against the forward bulkhead. That may act as a sufficient cushion.
Well, it'd better. I don't understand what's behind this. If it is space piracy, they wouldn't wreck the ship until they had the cargo. Besides, why would they bother with the launch and leave the Alpha sitting out there?
Perhaps their trap cannot reach that far.
But if they let us come in, they might still get the Alpha.
We are going in quite close now. The light is dim, but the surface of the planet is almost visible.
Altimeter reading is only 50 miles. In our rate of fall, we should hit the surface in a few minutes.
You had better get ready.
Very well, I will. But if I don't survive the crash, be sure to send up that flare and warn Slats away.
Don't worry, I shall.
30 miles. 20 miles. 10 miles. 5 miles. 4 miles. 2 miles. 1 mile.
Dantro and Barrow have crash landed on an unknown planet. What caused this unaccountable turn of events? We'll be back in a moment, so level off. When we left Dantro and Barrow, they were crash landing their space launch on an unknown planet. It was from this area that Barrow had some radiant contact, which led them on this expedition. We find them now as Barrow is reviving Dantro, who was knocked unconscious in the crash.
Planet Man, Planet Man, can you hear me?
Is my spacesuit all right?
I checked it while you were unconscious. It shows no damage. How are you? Are you injured?
Well, I'm not sure. Help me to my feet. Check. There are times when I envy you your indestructible construction, Barrow. I ache all over, but there doesn't seem to be anything broken.
That is fortunate. If you were injured, I could do little to help. My skills do not include medicine.
Where are we, Barrow? Where's the space launch?
Back that way.
How'd we get here?
I carried you here while you were unconscious. I thought it best to leave the vicinity of the launch immediately. Whoever made us crash will sooner or later come to see what their trap has caught, and I did not want to be there when they arrived.
That was good thinking, Barrow. You were right. But wait, what about Slats? Flares are aboard the launch. We have to warn him off. Come, Barrow, we have to get back to the launch at once.
Not so fast, Planet Man. I have several flares all set here. I brought them along.
Good. Let's get one up quickly.
As you direct, but we had better be prepared to move on again. No point in telling whoever it is where we are. As it is, the flare will warn them that we survived the crash.
I realize that, Barrel, but we have to take the chance. Send it off.
Here it goes.
I hope you're looking, Slats. Say, I just realized. I can hear exterior sounds, the swish of that rocket flare, and the whine of atmosphere as the space launch came in. Is the atmosphere breathable, I mean, for me?
I would not suggest it. The constituents are right. Hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide. But the air is terribly thin. I doubt that you would live without your suit for more than a few minutes. Besides, the temperature is well below your zero.
I'll keep my suit and helmet on, then. Come on, we'd better get away from here.
I'm going to wait 1 minute more, and then I'm taking the Alpha in. Orders or no, I just can't let him disappear and do nothing. Wait a minute. What's that? The flare. They're in trouble, all right. Now what? Turn and run for help from Rura? Isn't that dandy? Run to a bunch of women to come and fight my battle for me. No, I won't do it. Yeah, who am I kidding? I promised and I'll do it. But I hate this running. Well, I might as well get it over with. I'll cut it into drive as soon as I can get this course into the automatic. Wait a minute. Look at that detector grid. Ships. Lots of ships all around me. Where'd they come from? Or maybe they're Barrel's friends. No, they're strange ships. I better get a protective screen around the Alpha Pass. Hey, now let's see what they want. Hey, cut that out! Why, that jerk. He tried to ray me. If I hadn't slapped that force screen around the ship, he'd have burned me right out of space. Hey, cut it out! Now they're all in the act! Yeah, it's a good thing the Marty installed one of their protective screens in the Alpha before we left. Oh, one never would have held a fire, six ships. Better step up the screen. They're trying something else new. Sonic disruptors. I hope that screen holds. Atomic missiles. They aren't leaving anything out. Who the heck are they? What do they want to blast the Alpha for? I don't get it. I've got enough. Okay, you guys. We'll see how you can take it for a change. I'll nail that one with a disruptor. Yeah, I got him. Now who's smart? That makes the odds a little better, huh? Look at them pour it on. Oh, brother, how I love that protective screen. Sure, I can't take much of that. Better knock off a few more if I can. I'll try one of our space missiles on them. Here it comes, brother. Bam! Look at that baby explode. Well, at least four. Now I'll see if I can make it three. Ha, ha! Ah, they got enough. Look at them go. Go on! Run, you yellow coward! You were pretty brave when you thought you had a sitting duck, weren't you? Come on back here and fight. I dare you to come back.
What reason would anyone have for doing a thing like this to us, Barrel? It couldn't be piracy.
We will probably find out quickly enough, Planet Man.
Have you detected any signs of activity yet?
Only the faintest. I wish we had some means of traveling faster. We could use my propulsion units.
Hey, that gives me an idea. Why didn't you carry me?
If you would allow it, I didn't want to offend you by suggesting it, but we could move much more quickly.
Offend me? Don't worry about that. I want to find out what this is all about. Ready?
Here we go.
This is certainly better than walking. Hey, Barrel. Barrel, look down there.
Ships. Thousands of them.
That's right. A graveyard of spaceships. Let's go down.
A graveyard of spaceships. What will Danto and Barrel find there? What does this mean? We'll be back in a moment, but first, here is a message the Planet Man wants you to hear.
Marshal Earp! Marshal Earp! Come quick! A flying saucer's just landed in town!
Tune in again for more transcribed thrills and adventures. Rocket millions of light years into space with Dan Troll, the Planet Man. The Planet Man.
And that concludes this track of Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program with yours truly, John Lovering. This podcast originates on SoundCloud.com, but can also be heard on iTunes and Google Play. Just go to iTunes or Google Play and search for Heirloom Radio. That's Heirloom, H-E-I-R-L-O-O-M, Radio. I also invite you to visit my Heirloom Radio Facebook page at facebook.com/heirloomradio. And be sure to check out my ever-growing list of old radio programming from every genre, from musicals to quiz shows and everything in between. And please tell your friends about Heirloom Radio, a different kind of oldies program. And I thank you for listening. Stay safe and be well.